Hello, everyone. I am Miss Kamery. I am here tonight with my very, very special friend, Miss Delia. And in the background, you may or may not get the chance to hear from Jack. That is Jack. As many of you know, as I talk many times, even if you don't talk to me, you hear my radio show, Happy Hour, Miss Delia and I are personal friends. We're very good personal friends. And like many really good girlfriends, we talk about everything. We talk about shoes and clothes and food and
everything.
And we make fun of each other for our weathers at opposite end of the country. Mm-hmm. But we also talk about our personal sex lives.
We do.
So it's not just our Mr. Sex Lives, but our actual personal ones. And as promised, when I switched the focus of this site over, I promised an interview with Miss Delia and her subby hubby Jack and the various things. So Miss Delia's and Jack's personal sex life is a little different than mine. For one, they are married, but I'm going to kind of let her tell you a little bit about it and how maybe it's changed a little bit over the years and evolved, and I will let you take it from here, Miss Delia, please.
All right. So do you have a specific question?
Yes. How did the two of you, how did you two start, like, with your more of the fetish part of your personal sex life?
Okay, so we met in a completely vanilla way. And you're going to hear the dog whining because we're not touching her, one of the dogs.
I understand.
So we met in a very non-fetish way. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a work fun type thing, and yeah. And then we became friends, and then we got a little kinky in talking.
So how did that get brought up? Because, I mean, I can tell you, you know that I'm into some pretty kinky shit personally. You know, from toys to liking to play with women. And I have very, very vanilla friends in my MILF atmosphere, you know, my little MILF world here.
I can tell you exactly how that
happens. So, you know, sometimes it's, you get people that would look at you like, oh, yeah.
We were sitting in a bookstore, like, just, we were meeting up to go over, we were just friends and still kind of doing vanilla work stuff together.
Like a Barnes and Noble type bookstore.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think it was at a Borders that we were at.
Oh my gosh, I love Borders.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
I do not.
So there, and I had a couple of books with me, and one of them was like the Femdom Manual.
Okay.
And so Jack just like had this look on his face. Of course, I said, what? And he was like, really? And I was like, what? Yeah, really? Oh. And it was just sort of like this aha moment. And
kindred spirits.
Kindred spirits finally realized that they were meeting, and I figured, okay. So I actually, I had said to Jack, you know what, come over to my house and I'll have you redo my kitchen, right? That was it. So the next weekend.
Now you know why I invite you guys up to visit.
No, it's not happening. I'm not doing anyone's kitchen. But anyway, so Jack came over and I was like deathly ill, right? Deathly. You remember that.
Yes, I remember.
and he made my food for the week. He reorganized all of my cabinets. He cleaned the kitchen. I mean, he just made the flow so much better. I think I was in love at that moment, you know? And he said, why don't you take a nap, and brought me like a blanket and slippers, and, you know, said, you're going to be much more comfortable in this, and I know you want to play and I want to play too, but why don't you take a nap? And that's, you know, when I knew he was actually a good guy, and he was really actually submissive and kinky, and you know, like, I knew.
So how would you say, What's your idea of, like, the fun, kind of kinky, maybe, like, night weekend getaway? Like, what's kind of typical for you guys? With some fun, I mean, and more of the fun end of it.
The fun end of it, I mean, we play throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have weekly manscaping night. Where I get super creative, and I think poor Jack just winced. I get super creative with a razor, and you know, like a little buzzy razor, that I don't know what the beard razors or whatever. Vibrating ones, and then a regular razor.
Yes.
And I do all kinds of
clippers,
and a razor, and yeah, we do a little weekly, you know, maintenance. Like, they cut the grass, I take care of Jack. And then, you know, I absolutely tease the fuck out of him for about the next hour just to make sure everything works right after the manscaping. So that's always fun. We kind of do kink throughout the week. It's just, it's a lot of fun. But then the special kink things, we will road trip it to Atlanta, and there's a dungeon there, and we go to dungeon nights.
Okay, what's a dungeon night like with you two? Because I have not been to the dungeon with Miss Delia and Jack. I have not. Sounds
you
like
have
a
not.
I have not.
You've got to take a trip. It's fun. Usually we go on femdom nights, and they have 3 to 4 a year. But then this year we're going to be missing a lot of the femdom nights, so we're picking other nights to go instead. And you go, and there's a little entrance fee, and you put on a little happy sticker that tells whether you're dominant or submissive. And they have how many rooms, do you think, for play?
1, 2, 5,
you think? And then they have a shower space, and they have a sissy space, and they have a giant open kind of play space, and it's public, and you can watch everyone, and you can be watched. So we try to get there once every couple months, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get out and to meet with, you know, to meet with the community. And they're a good group of people.
Well,
maybe 5, 6 times?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know that, you know, the Dick and I belong to the swing clubs, mm-hmm. which are very much, one has mostly fetish time. I mean, like, they do a lot of fetish weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from, you know, a who's next to a running of the bulls night to a Pegasus night to a unicorn night. I mean, they do all the theme nights. One of them's more of like just like your private club. And there's, you know, we've got 10 rooms that you can go and play with and do anything. Now, when you play, because for like Alan and I, when we play, it is... We're always together. We're always same room. Mostly because, as you know, I like chicks. We play foursomes and stuff like that. I do have to tell you, and it's going to stay for another time. Everybody who's listening has got to promise. About the three couples, so 6 of us in the room, and the guy with the little dick, and what he did and how he stayed in the corner. I am not kidding you.
You were in a room with a guy with a little dick, and I have not heard about this.
You got, oh yeah, this one was a
bull.
Wow. You know, and the other two guys, you know, Alan and the other hubby, he, you know, these are fuckable dicks that were there. This guy was like, oh shit. And he would not. It was so funny.
You always want to have a fuckable dick.
I know. So he just sat and watched.
Oh, that's almost awful. I almost feel bad for him, but I know your feelings on how small-penised men should be tagged.
Don't feel bad. He got to watch some really great sex.
I understand.
Okay, so what's a night like for you? Like, in the playrooms of various, like, what kind of rooms do you seek out, or what kind of partner play do you have, and where's everybody's role in that?
So, okay, so we've done, they have a couple of hotel rooms that you can go into, which are super cool. Like, you stay in the hotel room, and it has a private dungeon. We've done that once. that was actually kind of nice. So we didn't do a whole hell of a lot of public play, but if you stay in the hotel room, you get to use everything in the public space.
Okay.
So that was actually pretty wild. So we did that only once. Let's see what else. Typically, we will go into one of the public rooms. They have some room, one room that's kind of a medical room, one room that's more slotted for sissies, and then the other rooms kind of have a little bit of everything in it. And we tend to go for those rooms because you can just do pretty much anything, you know? My dog burped. Other one, she's adding to our experience, you know. Right? So anyway, yeah, gotta love them. So we do, I think, that kind of stuff all the time, pretty much. I mean, we just get in there and we do the things that we want to do, and we have our kind of fun. We do a lot of, like, sometimes things that they do in classes we'll do. Things that they show, like they did fire cupping. They did all.
I've never done that. Now.
Oh, you should. It's way fun.
Do you partner play?
You know, we share space, but as far as like partner playing, we have very specific rules. You know?
And what are your rules? Because, I mean, Alan and I do too. We have very, very, I mean, there are certain things that this is it. Even if I'm playing with just a chick.
Yeah.
He does not leave. He is there. We don't play separately. We don't.
We don't play really separately unless, I mean, there are a lot of, I would say, younger women, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Kitties, because you know, like I call the young boys puppies. The young girls are kitties.
Kitties, kitties, kittens, yes. And I have let little kittens, yeah, the younger crowd, they call them what, whippersnappers? Is that yes. What they call them? So I have let them play with toys and play with an experiment on Jack.
Oh, I want to hear about the experiment on Jack. What did they get to experiment with?
Floggers, a paddle, clothespins.
Oh, you know I have fun with clothespins.
I know you do. I know you do. I know you do. So, yeah, so that's pretty much been everything. Because I'm very careful with his skin, you know?
Yeah.
Being professional and having to wear, you know, collared shirts sometimes that are a little sheer. You don't want him walking around with black and blue marks on his back or sides or chest or anything, you know? So, yeah.
So.
I'm careful with him.
I understand, you know, I get that. What about you? Do you ever play?
The thing that I like to do the most, and I think that this is kind of just like mega fucking tease for Jack, mm-hmm. They do, especially on the femdom nights, they have foot fetish stations set up, they have mistress massage stations set up, and I love to do that.
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, that's, there's a couple, like I said, the one club, they have a couple locations, and I'm actually trying to pull the site up while we're talking because they have some really, really cool fetish nights. And there's a couple that I like that because, you know, sometimes you're at these things and it's not something for you. Everybody who is in any type of, and you can call it an encompassing swing life or an all-encompass femdom lifestyle. Either one, it doesn't mean that everybody is into the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I do love the cuckolds I meet. You know I adore cuckolds, so I mean, I do that. Does anybody get to have sex with you?
Jack does.
Okay. But I know Jack does.
Yeah, that's about it. No, sometimes, so, like, say there's a girl.
Okay.
Who, I'm feeling a fancy toward.
Okay.
That could happen. That's within our rules. And, like, say maybe I want Jack to suck cock or something.
Okay.
That's allowed. But the actual... Okay, so nobody else can strap on fuck Jack but me.
Okay. That's, like, you know, we have certain guidelines, too, so I like to hear them.
Yep. And nobody else can penetrate me but Jack, unless it's a girl with a strap on.
Okay.
No male can penetrate me. As far as, like, cuckolding and things like that, Jack is my bull, so I would happily have someone watch and clean me afterward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of fun stuff. We've done that a couple of times, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as that kind of stuff, we do have very specific rules.
I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, because, I mean, there's things that, and I tell everyone, I don't care what type of lifestyle you have. It doesn't matter. And I think maybe you can agree with this. Know your rules.
Yeah.
Know them. And one of the best bit of advice that I gave, and one of the couples that we met when we first joined our club, they were our host couple. They gave us a tour. Yeah. Still two of my favorite people at the club. One of the best bits of advice that I had asked them, and as a matter of fact, I will actually be blogging about them. But I asked them, you know, how did they get in? You know me, I ask questions all the time. Like, well, how'd that come up? And I find that it's a lot of people who call me and say, how do I make my wife do this? Or how did he get you to do this? Or how did this happen? That's why I asked how it happened.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not typically one of those initial getting to know somebody questions like, oh, hey, where are you from? You know, what's your religion? What do you do for a living? Oh, by the way, do you like to suck dick? You know, that's not usually something that comes up in that first little coffee conversation.
Yeah.
But one of the best bits of advice that she gave us is have your rules, know your rules, and do not change your rules in the room. If you go home and you say, hey, look, I was comfortable with this and I would be okay to go here next, then do it next time. Don't make the decision right there where there's hormones, alcohol, a combination of the two, all sorts of fun things, really great dicks flying around or whatever it might be.
We have the same actual rule. If we want to do something or something was interesting, we talk about it the next time. And the next time we can plan for something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I find this, I was actually looking at the one calendar. For some reason, it's not formatting correctly on my iPad while I'm sitting here. But they have like a latex night. They have a switch hitter night for those who swing, you know, both ways. They have toy parties. They have, you know, just, you know, they have, I love like their gangbang parties, you know, the whole who's next, you know, the police. I love those ones. Those ones are always fun. And, do you ever go to any of the fetish things together just to watch?
Have we ever just watched? No.
I think the first time.
The first time that we went.
I think that was more a factor of the fact that it was completely.
It was so packed.
Hey, and we are back. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, and y'all know that I am not the tech mistress, and so. Everybody knows this. If you've listened to my radio show, you guys know this because I can't talk and type at the same time. I can't.
Neither can I.
No, I can't. I don't know how people do that. I can't. So like when people start typing stuff, I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah, exactly. So the first time that we went, we basically watched.
I didn't.
Watching just because, well, what we were saying before, I don't know, I was so rudely interrupted by my computer.
The Skype bitches.
the first time we actually went, there was a lot of, I mean, like a ton of people. It was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't a whole lot of play space, you know?
Yeah.
That was free.
That was free. Yeah. So we mostly, so, okay, so if you can't be in a room, if you can't play in a room, you can watch. What I like to do, though, honestly, is I like to share space. So if another woman comes in and she's, like, pointing to her watch, you know, you do a lot of hand signals back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
You're here for 10 minutes. And generally the rule of thumb is you hang out in the room for an hour, do your scene, and then give someone else a chance. So what I like to do to extend time is to invite someone else in, because usually these rooms have, you know, like a St. Andrew's cross, a spanking bench, maybe like a bondage table. What else? Like other different furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, like another kind of like whatever kind of piece there is. So they have all kinds of things, and they have different hooks in the wall and loops in the wall and things hanging from the ceiling. So you can have a couple people in. So I like to have other people kind of come in. But yeah, the first time we went, too many people.
We were actually there for the, you know, the one holiday party, and it was so packed, and it took away. Like once it thinned out later in the night, it was a lot, you know, it was a lot more fun. No, the first night we went, no, I played. Now I did. Now, but I love it in our club's policy. You know, they have where the doors can be open, but maybe there's a chain across it so you can watch, you can't go in. And they do have open public rooms where you can walk through them. And yeah, and then there's, you know, if the door's closed, it's closed. Even if the door is open, no chain, like an open door policy, you ask. You ask before you touch, and no means no. No does not mean ask again.
Nice.
I like to be watched, but I love going in. I like was on my way to the restroom one night, and it was an open door. It was an older cuckold sitting on one bed, and his wife was getting fucked by a younger guy. I went in with my glass of wine. I sat down next to the little dick subby hubby, and nicest man on the planet, sat and talked, shook his hand. The little young guy like stopped fucking, shook my hand, said hello, introduced myself, you know. Even the wife did. It was fun. You know me, I'll talk to anybody.
I'm very much the same way.
Although I have to tell you, one of these days, if I ever get into the one room at my club, there is an apparatus there that I need to take a picture of because I don't know what it is.
I want to see it.
I've told you about that. It's an arced with bands across it.
An arc with bands across it?
Yes.
Is it like a spider web kind of design?
Nope. Nope.
Everything to me sounds kicky, you.
I know. And you know what? It's funny is I'm starting to think, you know, somebody grabbed like a laundry rack, you know, a drying rack, threw it in the room and went, somebody's going to fuck on that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You know, I love the ones who come, you know, and have like the multiple different outfits and stuff like that. And they have their little, you know, rolling luggage. That's going to be me on toy night.
Yeah.
You know,
love that.
You know, and the Sibian demonstrations that go on.
Oh, talk to me about those. Do I love a Sibian? Like, I would put that on my wish list.
There's a new one.
We have our rules that we can't have, like, it be more than, like, what, 10, 20 pounds or something? Because
there's a new one out. There's a new one.
It.
I know. There's a new one out, and it is smaller, more portable, and half the price.
Get the fuck out, really?
Yes. Yes. The one wife was showing it to me the last weekend I was at the club. And I'm like going, oh, I have to have that. I'm sorry?
when can we buy this?
Exactly. I'm like, how do I buy that? Somebody send me the link.
Somebody send me the link and I will put it immediately on my wish list and then will likely buy it myself.
Yes. And I will do the same. So
yeah.
Are you happy with your sex life? Because you and I are both, you know, all of us here are the same age. You know, we're all MILF-tastic and everything.
Yeah.
Would you trade it for the sex life you had in your
20s? Oh, fuck no.
I know.
Are you kidding me? Right?
I look at the puppies at the club who hit on me and I'm like, I will damage them.
Yeah, I look at, you know, the young ones.
But I think that we will save them.
Younger.
Yeah, I think we would save them a decades plus worth of mediocre, okay, this is sex. No, this is sex.
Sex. Exactly.
Bring it up a notch. And you incorporate some of your kind of your fun, you know, your more extracurricular sex life into your home sex life.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fun. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, we have rules for, like, the grocery store. I point and Jack gets. We have rules for lots of things, wouldn't you say?
And see, it's very, very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because although Alan got introduced to the strap-on and he loved it and came like a bitch.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, he did. And I keep telling him, I was like, I mean, you have tag teamed me with another guy.
Yep.
I want nothing more than to tag team you with another chick. I do. Mm. Yep. Two strap-ons and...
I'll help. I volunteer.
We are going to have lots of fun when you do make your way north when the weather is warm enough, because Miss Delia is.
No.
When it's warm enough. I'm not coming south when it's hot. You know that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And you do not have to shovel humidity.
But I don't have to vacate my house during a snowstorm. And anyone who ever talks to us is the same. We have this argument at least 3 times a week.
We do.
And we will have it for all 4 seasons.
We will.
Yeah, we will find somebody. I'll be like, yeah, you take it.
It's true.
Do you find, and this is something that I've seen it more since, you know, branching out into the lifestyle a little bit. And I apologize now. My noise in the background is the little shit, the new kitten, who has found something that he's playing with.
That's so cute.
I have found that I think a creative, healthy, kinky, ever-evolving sex life is more adaptable to our aging. And things that happen when you're old, you know, I hear so many of my friends who are like, you know, oh, I'm so tired for this, or, you know, this is going to happen in a couple years, or this happened.
I'm not older.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, so the way I look at it is, this is stuff I can do. I have seen people at the club that are as old as my parents.
Yeah.
And they still have this amazing sex life that they share it together. Are they swinging from the chandeliers, like, say, maybe me or somebody else who's swinging on a pole? No. But I'd put their sex life up against any frat boys any day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No doubt. Have you been swinging on a pole lately? Because I need video.
I will have to get you. I've had fun with, although I do have to tell you about the same little dick guy who was trying to dance on a pole. And you know the stuff that was going through my head. And Alan's just looking at me going, stop. Mistress K stayed home. K is just out tonight. And I'm like, but come on, you're literally putting it in front of me.
Yep.
Now, several of the people that we know at the club do know what I do.
Yep.
And it's fun. Now, do you, I know you guys do a lot of the other fetish things. Now, have you done some of the resorts and stuff?
Resorts? Like, what kind of resorts? I have not been to resorts. No.
Like, kind of the, you know, they have the swing, and it's not just swing, but they do have the fetish cruises and getaways. Okay.
A few cruises and very vanilla types of things. So you may have to tell me about some of these things, because I can just imagine. See,
and you know, we haven't gone.
Jack and Alan hooking up to go to a fetish cruise.
Well, you know what? And looking at my club is going on one. I mean, they're I'm like, really?
Are they?
Yes, there's one. I'm going to show you. This is I'm pulling it up. I'm going to talk to you about some. What are some of the things that they have going on? Temptation, Dream Pleasure Chores, Lifestyle Specialists.
Nice.
They do other, like, Bear All Travels, Bliss Cruises, various things. I was wondering, because we've never been.
Nice.
And so I was just kind of... They also have, believe it or not, a campground.
Wow.
Where you can go and you can, you know, go camping, you can cook out, you can, there's a pool, there's a clubhouse, there's, you know.
Yep.
And those are always so much fun. And I know I could sit and talk to Miss Delia and Jack forever because, you know, it's always my favorite thing. However, I am going to be very respectful of their time. I do really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Aww, you're so welcome. It was just like hanging out with you. Like,
it is.
Actually, too.
Absolutely. And I will make sure, I do want to make sure that everybody knows to beg for Mistress to get to Mistress Delia. Always worth the time. An absolute pleasure, you know, to be with her. And I appreciate Jack being allowed to, you know, sit in the corner, be pointed to and talk. I appreciate it. And my dear friend, again, I do appreciate your time tonight. I'm toasting my wine to you.
Toasting my tequila drink.
and I'm going to enjoy my 13 degrees here tonight.
What are we? Did you hear, Jack? What are we? Tell me what we are.
61.
My high today was 39. My
suck it.
It was the last time it was 61 up there.
Well, you know, we always do get those little funky days like in February that kind of teases us. Although all of us right now are looking, like, even the biggest animal lovers on the planet are looking to hunt down Punxsutawney Phil.
I bet.
Even PETA is sitting there going, bitch, we're out, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I thank you all. I am Miss K. Marie, and this has been my absolute pleasure to spend some time with my friend Miss Delia and her subby hubby Jack, and I thank you for sharing, giving us a little peek into how you spend your after hours.
Thank you for having us.
Take care.